The Inside Aperture podcast introduces you to the experts who use Apple's professional image management application to organize, edit, and output their pictures. Each show features tips and techniques that will help you improve the quality of your photography and bring efficiency to your workflow.
Today, I'm talking with Richard Karas. He's a director in the applications division at Apple. Richard spends a lot of time working with outside developers to extend the functionality of Apple's professional apps. Now, lately, he's been working a lot with Aperture and third-party programmers to develop plugins for Aperture, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Richard's got a lot of interesting insights around this, and I thought you would enjoy hearing what he has to say. Aperture now has a plugin architecture, which means you've probably been a pretty busy guy lately.
Very busy. Since we launched 1.5, where we launched the SDK, we made available an Aperture Export SDK, which means that you can take your images within Aperture and the associated metadata and export them into other things. So it means you can extend the workflow of Aperture, and the response has been fantastic. We've had a number of emails that initially came in to the Aperture developer at apple.com address, and then within 2 weeks we had over 170 developers say we want to do something with this SDK. So, and since then it's only gotten bigger and better. There's been a lot of plugins that have come out. I'll talk about those. Some things that we're doing from a marketing standpoint to make sure that the developers can talk amongst themselves and make sure we get their feedback as well. So yeah, it's been quite busy.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I think from the early days of Aperture, there were two things that I heard. One is that I think people really wanted to have reference libraries early on. And, of course, that's been delivered now. And the other thing was that they really wanted Aperture to open up a little bit so that outside developers could, you know, provide, you know, could extend its workflow through apps and good ideas like that. And now that's happened. So, you know, these are two very big things that were on the list.
Yeah, I think we firmly believe that building an ecosystem around an application is really what makes it real. Because everybody has a different way of doing things, whether you're dealing with audio or video or now photography. How you use that, you know, you're either a wedding photographer or a portrait photographer, but we're also talking with people who do medical imaging and parts for catalogs and all sorts of things. And they each have their own unique way of using the application. So by allowing them to have a way to take the application into the workflow that they're used to or they want to be using, allows it to be a much more essential tool for their workflow. We're not telling them how to use it. They're, in fact, telling the application how they want to use it. It's a very big difference out there.
Absolutely. I was talking a little bit about this with Sal in an earlier podcast, and you know, he was saying, you know, through automation, this allows you to take an application and make it your application to bend it to your needs. And this is essentially the same thing that you're saying with plugins, too. Plugins are another way to bend an application to do exactly what you need it to do. Otherwise, if we had to build all that into the application itself, it, you know, feature bloat would just, you know, would make the thing explode at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a question of who do you choose, which is the most important on one, any given day and things like that. Now we've got Aperture for stock photographers, for online storage, for photo sharing sites, for layouts for magazines, for even doing billboards. I mean, there's all sorts of plugin developers out there that have done some really cool things with this Export SDK, and we're really thrilled to see all the stuff that's going on about there.
So, okay, SDK. This is something that in the developer world gets tossed around all the time. What the heck is an SDK? And tell us a little bit about the, you know, how outside developers are using this to create, to extend the functionality of Aperture.
Yeah, well, an SDK is a software development kit. And what it entails is what you need as a programmer to open up the application and do some things with it, creating a menu for your plugin, telling that menu what you want it to do, and therefore telling the plugin how it's going to function, what kinds of other things you want to put in there. So let me give you some examples. It's probably the easiest way. Now, we've had developers from Getty Images. They were one of our first developers. When we told them about this, they got very excited about it. Why? Because Getty Images, they're the leader in stock photography in the world, and their photographers are very, very particular about what they do and how they submit it into Getty. The typical submission for Getty was done with a DVD and a 16-page document that had to be filled out. Now, if you're a photographer, your time is money, your time is spent behind the lens shooting. filling out paperwork and doing all this stuff would only drag you down. Getty knew this, so they developed this plugin that streamlined all that paperwork, allowed them to select their photos in Aperture and just submit them in. So as a Getty photographer now, it's a few clicks versus 16 pages and all the other stuff. It allows them to be much more proficient at what they need to do rather than spending all this time doing paperwork. That's one example. You know, another example, a really fun one, is the guys at Flickr who I'm sure everyone's heard of the Flickr website. If not, you should check it out. But what it is, it's a photo sharing site. And what's fun about it is it can do a lot of different things. It can tell you, you know, if you give it the information where you were when you took your photograph, it can allow you to share your photos with other people on site, things like that. And that's what a lot of people want to do. Even the professionals out there, they want to share their photos with friends and family. And now you can just simply select your photos and hit to export to Flickr, and there you have it. You can now, they're online, and you can tag them, and you can tell them where you were when you took the photos, and it just becomes part of that community. So there's two different examples of ones. There's a lot of different ones. I said earlier about the developer that's doing a billboard and stuff. We actually have a custom high-end photo house that does magazine layouts and high-end prints and things like that. And they wanted the plugin to be able to share their images with their clientele, who sometimes are in New York or around the world, and this company is in LA. So they have an online site that allows them to talk to their clients, but how the photographers and the clients submit images and view images and stuff was always done by, you know, here, take this image and FTP it to this site, and photographer doesn't know what that means and things like that. So they've streamlined all that. They say use Aperture, select your photos, use our DF Studio plugin, and what that will do is take your images and put them into our online studio. And then from there, we can share it with our clients, et cetera. They also have a print plugin, which says take these photos and send them to our print house. And you can make prints, you know, the size of your wall. They've done prints that are billboard size and things like that. So a high-end customized house that not everyone may use, but just shows you how being flexible and extensible means that it can be the application that they need it to be.
Absolutely. One of the things that I like about all three examples that you cited is that I would imagine that all three of them, I use the Flickr export myself. I haven't used the Getty, but I imagine all three of them take really great use of metadata. And one of the things that I think Aperture does very well is it allows you to customize, especially the IPTC data, but it handles all the different types of metadata really well. I would guess that almost all these export plugins, the way they work so well is that they allow the photographer, instead of filling out a bunch of forms, have his or her metadata in good shape, and then it just goes right along with the exported image, and then they read it on the other side. And, that's the way we want to work. We want to work smart. We don't want to fill out a bunch of forms. We want the data. We want to enter it once, and then we want it to persist with our photograph, and this is definitely going the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. There's another example with iStock Photo, which, as a subsidiary to Getty Images, is the stock photo agency for anybody, where what that means is that anyone can submit photos to be considered in their stock photography library. But the way they do that is by standardizing on certain keywords and terminology and things like that. So what they've built into their plugin is their way of viewing photography and using associated keywords. So you can have your data in your metadata from Aperture, and when you put it into their site via the plugin, it will tell you whether or not yours are going to match up, or pull down this menu and select the one that we think you mean and stuff like that. Very simple, very straightforward, and again, you're focused on your photographs and getting them where you want them to be. So you're right. A lot of that stuff gets brought with the photo and allows to be used in the plugin. So
there's two things I want to cover next. One is where our readers and our listeners should go to keep an eye for the new plugins that are being developed. And then also I want to talk a little bit for any developers that are out there where they can get the SDK and a little bit about how to use it. But let's start with, if you want to see what plugins are available, what's the best place to go?
Well, the best place is apple.com/aperture, and just click on the resources tab there, and you'll see a whole lot of information about the plugins, about the extending your workflow with Automator, about books about how to do things. So that's kind of like the portal for where all this stuff lives. And in the extensibility hot link there, you'll then see a list of some of the plugins that I've talked about today, plus a bunch of other ones that will show you everything from online storage, how to create stores for your photography so that you could sell your photographs through a plugin, things like that. So that's a great area to start. Obviously, some of the listservs that are out there is another place to just post questions. I love the fact that there's been a lot of plugins being developed that are developed by one person asking on a listserv, is there a plugin that does this? And somebody saying, no, but I've been thinking about writing one like that. And then next thing you know, here, check this out. There's a plugin now that started for taking aperture to SmugMug, which started just that way. Somebody was asking questions on it, and a guy answered and said, here, I've got one. Check this out. And that was just by, you know, people wanting to do something, and now it exists. So that's one of the great things about the developer community. Now, as a developer, where you can find out information, we have the ADC program, which is the Apple Developer Connection. Start there. Just search on Aperture, and you'll see a bunch of resources there. But one will be getting the Aperture SDK, downloading it, and in there is the plugin toolkit, a sample plugin that shows you what one looks like and how it works, and basically a bunch of things that you'll need to get up and going. There's also a listserv that just got launched. If you go to lists.apple.com and just do a search on aperture-dev for developer/dev, you'll see that there's a listserv that you can sign up for there. And I really like this a lot because it's a place where developers can talk to other developers. It's a place where ideas can get kicked around. And when they rise up to the top from there and have a lot of, you know, emphasis behind it, it means that we can really focus in on listening to it rather than one person saying, oh, I wish you guys would do this. Here's a group of developers that are talking, saying, yeah, we really need you to do this. So we pay attention to that quite a lot. One of the other really cool things that's going on is we've launched a trial version of Aperture. And one of the cool things is that the trial version is not just for an end user. I've talked to a lot of developers that are using this as a way for themselves to sort of get their feet wet. You can download the trial version, fully functional 30-day trial version. That's free. You can download the SDK off the Apple Developer Connection. Free. You now, as a developer, have 30 days to mess around with this thing, see if you want to do something, and if you do, take the jump.
That's a really great idea. And you know what? I've always been a big fan of having the demo download. I think that was very, very smart, and I was glad to see it happen. But I never – that this is one use of it I hadn't imagined. Very smart. Now, if you're a photographer and you have an idea for a plugin, but you're not a developer type, you know, how would you suggest that photographer goes about getting that idea out there so that maybe some developer, enterprising developer, might pick it up?
One of the simplest and easiest things for them to do is just send us an email, because if they're a photographer and they're not spending time on the nets and they're not looking at listservs and all that, easiest thing, aperturedeveloper@apple.com. Send that email. That'll go to a group of us. We'll take a look at it. We can either send it off to the developer list site saying, hey, somebody's looking to do this, and some developer out there may jump on it. You know, so that's one of the most straightforward ways for them to get that question in. But if they are savvy out there and they are, you know, perusing different listservs and things, just post a question out there. You'll be surprised that there's a lot of independent developers out there that really look at this kit, and it's very straightforward. It's got great examples of things, and they usually can get a plugin up and going in a day, depending on what they want it to do. And if it's something that's a little bit more complex, it might take a week or two. But it's pretty straightforward. So they might see the answer to that plugin question from another developer out there that wants to do it. We've actually seen that example from a medical imaging company that focuses on doing medical images and categorizing them and everything else. And they wanted to have something that went from Aperture into their world. And so they posted that question, and it turned out that somebody that also did medical imaging, who was a developer, said, I'm more than happy to help you do that. And so they're fine. They're off and running now. So it's all about community.
Yes, it is. Now, can you tell us about any of the plugins that are in development right now, or give us a peek into something that we might see coming down the pike?
Well, typically our developers don't like us to talk about things that are in development because, like us, you know, you don't want to spill the beans too much. But one of our developers that's doing something that's pretty interesting is actually now starting to talk to their community about what it is they're going to do. So I think it's safe to say that we can talk a little bit about what they're planning, and that's Quark. Quark Express is a one of the world leading tools for doing page layout, whether it's for magazines, brochures, books, all different things. A lot of their customer base will be using photographs. So they've been getting questions about, hey, wouldn't it be great if I manage my photos in Aperture, I can send them to Quark Express through a plugin. So they're working on one right now, and they're actually starting to ask their customer base about what they want it to do and how they want it to do it. So that's one that's going on. As I said earlier, we've had over 170 developers that have emailed in saying they're going to do something, and we're thrilled about that. A lot of individuals, a lot of custom houses that are doing things. So I expect over the next few months you're going to see a lot of action going on with the developer site.
One of the interesting things I think about the Quark plugin, and I think you and I were talking about this a little bit earlier, that Aperture is not an application just for photographers. And actually, photo editors, I think, can get a lot of great use out of it. And I could see with the Quark plugin, basically you could build a workflow for a photo editor, bring that person right into your system, and really start moving these big images along with the metadata, along with the captions, along with the copyright information, all that stuff right through the process. And I would imagine things like, captions not appearing with photos would start happening a lot less because the whole thing would just be baked in.
Exactly. I mean, you'd be amazed at how many people that are out there that deal with photographs that are not photographers that are dealing with parts for automobiles or all different things, some of the things I mentioned with medical imaging and stuff. And their goal is to manage their photographs, make sure that they're labeled correctly and the data is associated with each and every one, but then how they're going to use them. They're not using it as a photographer's tool. They're using it as a photo tool, So there's a difference there. So the workflow is different for them, and how they deal with what they can do with the application is different. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, it's just one of the ways that you can use it. We've even seen people in Hollywood using Aperture as a way to manage storyboards. So, it's a tool. How you use it, it's up to you.
Now, when we're talking about plugins, of course, right now, Aperture mainly focusing on export type plugins. Do you think we'll see any other type of extensibility in the application? I mean, I know you can't comment specifically on future features and so forth. Or as the application's designed right now, is the export kind of pretty much the path that you feel like that Apple's going to go down for a while?
You're absolutely right in that we don't talk about future products, but I will say this, we do listen to our customer base more than anyone in the industry, I think. And listening to our listservs, listening to the emails that come in, help direct us on the things to do. 1.5 is a clear example of that. So if there are certain things people want, let us know. But I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think, though, that's very fair because 1.5 is a perfect example of listening to customers and the plugins, the reference libraries, a lot of the other things. Even I think some of the minor updates have been coming really fast when they've identified things like the problem with the watermark. That got fixed, I think, pretty quickly, with the latest download and so forth. So I think ears are open, and I think it is very fair to say, if you have a great idea for a plugin or some other feature, send it in, and actually real people will look at this thing, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, send it into your listserv. Another developer might want to develop it for you. If you have a direction that you want to see happening, certainly let us know. We're all ears when it comes to that kind of stuff.
What kind of message do you have for developers who are thinking about putting their time, to developing something for this application?
From a developer standpoint, we're behind this thing in a big way. We plan to do a lot of stuff with this application, and I think people will see it, show itself in a lot of different workflows. I think as a developer out there, you want to see where it is that you can add value to a particular workflow, look at what else is out there, look at how you can differentiate for it, and then jump in. I mean, like I said, the SDK for Aperture is very straightforward. It takes somebody a day to get up and going with this thing. You can customize the app into going wherever it is you want to go with it, whether it's online storage or portfolios, as we said, layouts and things like that. So I think the world is open. Depending on where the image is that you want to take it, take a look, see what you can do.
Sounds great. And, I want to also give a shout out to just ADC in general, Apple Developer Connection. They, one of the things about Apple that is interesting to me is that, they make their tools easily available, and not just this SDK, but you know, all sorts of different things. And you know, we've talked about, you know, one of the nice things about Aperture is that it lives in the OS X ecosystem, which means, for instance, when we've talked about Automator, you know, there are a lot of hooks there. But it also, you know, there's a lot of things. It shares information with iPhoto and other iLife apps. There's all sorts of ways it integrates. So it's not just developing a plugin for Aperture per se. Once you get in there and get comfortable with the developer tools, there's a lot of stuff you can do that Aperture may or may not be part of the equation, but it does relate to photography.
You're absolutely right. We are definitely focused on our developers. I think we've got the best developer program on the planet. We're the only company on the planet that puts our developer tools on every computer that we make. So any person that's using a Mac today can open up and start doing stuff with the developer tools that are on their machine. That means the 14-year-old kid that's out there in the world right now that's got the next big idea has got the developer tools on his machine to do it. Nobody else does that. You got to go spend $1,000 on another platform if you want to get developer tools. I don't think the 14-year-old guy out there with the idea has got that kind of money. But if he has a Mac or there's a Mac in his library at school, the developer tools are there. Just open them up. Start to explore. Be amazed at what could be done.
And then speaking as a photographer, I have to tell you these plugins, and as I said, I've been using the Flickr one. I just love it. They're very easy to use. You know, they just become part of your export workflow. And if you haven't tried any, as you're listening out there, go give a couple a whirl. I think you'll really be impressed with what you can do. And just one other thing I wanted to mention real quick. When you go to that resources page on Aperture, you'll notice that the Inside Aperture website is one of those resources listed, which I'm very happy to see. Hey, Richard, thanks so much for your time. It's a great conversation. I'm really looking forward to all the plugins that will be coming down the pike. And keep up the good work.
One last thing I wanted to mention is a lot of these plugins that are on the site are free. So you can explore and extend your application without having to drop a dime. You know, go take Aperture out to Flickr, see what it's like. Go take Aperture out to iStock Photo, see what it's like. Become a photographer that submits stock photography and you know, see what you can do with your images there. So the great thing is you can explore. You don't have to invest anything but your time. So enjoy and have fun with it.
What a great note to end on. Free plugins. All right. Hey, thanks so much, Richard. It's been great talking with you.
Thanks very much. I had a blast.
The Inside Aperture podcast is produced by O'Reilly Media. To learn more about Aperture, be sure to visit digitalmedia.oreilly.com/aperture for articles, tutorials, blogs, and podcasts. This show is produced on a Mac using Soundtrack Pro. See you next time.